The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With Anton in for Pat. Paralympic Games going well for Ireland. Team Ireland picking up their fifth medal in Paris yesterday with Katie George and Levy and Linda Kelly getting the gold in the women's B individual time trial. But the Paralympic movement itself, where did it all start and who were the first Irish Paralympic competitors? Well, Cameron Hill from Off the Ball has been looking into the history of the Paralympic Games. And if I remember rightly, Cameron, this is linked to World War II, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. So around after World War II, there was a big emphasis on rehabilitation for people who'd been wounded, people especially with spinal cord injuries and who were paralysed and confined to wheelchairs for the rest of their lives. And they found that sport was a really good way of rehabilitating them. So first steps towards it came after World War II, towards what we now know as the Paralympic Games. Ludwig Guttmann, a German doctor at the Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Aylesbury in the UK, had fled Nazi Germany before the war, came and set up the first ever spinal injuries unit in the UK in 1944. And he worked with a lot of soldiers who'd been injured during the war, believing sport would be good for their physical and mental health. He set up what would become known as the Stoke Mandeville Games in 1948 among the patients. The same year, London was hosting the Olympics. Only British athletes were there. There was only one sport, archery, but it proved such a success that 4 years later, the Games went international. A team of Dutch ex-servicemen arrived at the hospital to take on their British counterparts. The Games were then extended to other para sports, restricted to wheelchair users only. So in 1955, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, formally recognised the International Committee of Sport for the Deaf. And that led eventually to the first Games taking place in 1960, 1 week after the Olympic Games in Rome.
In Rome, the Paralympic Games were also in Rome. That tradition started there.
Yeah.
When did the Irish get involved?
They got involved pretty much straight away from the first Games. So 400 athletes from 23 countries competed in 57 events from 8 sports. So as we know, there are different categories of disability that are taken into account during the Games. And a team of 5 Irish athletes went over to the Games. There were teething problems with the accommodating the para athletes. So Oliver Murphy, who's the only surviving member of the team, recalled back in 2021 that there was no ground floor and no lift at the accommodation. They were using the same as the Olympic Village. So
they provided accommodation to wheelchair users that had steps.
Yeah. And they were sort of saying, "What? My God, how did we manage to get up there?" So they put plywood on the steps and army personnel were brought in to push them up and down the stairs at any time. So they were just on duty for the whole time. So safe to say they got their act together for the next Games, but it was pretty difficult. And then Joanne Horne, who was the hero of this Games, told the Irish press back in 1960 that when they arrived in Rome, airport staff had mixed up their team's wheelchairs because, you know, all wheelchairs are built the same and born equal, right? And you should have heard the outcry from the 5 of us. She said, "We nearly rioted on the spot because they're all specific to their conditions." So it took a while for them to
kind of
get across
it. Condescension to just say, they're all the same, grab a chair.
Yeah, you're the problem. Not a great look.
So despite all of these challenges with understanding and adapting to the needs of people who are wheelchair users, how did we do in the first Games?
Well, Horne won 2 gold medals for Ireland at the Games. Her story is really interesting. She's from Merrion Square here in Dublin and trained at the Central School of Dramatic Art at the Royal Albert Hall in London, had minor roles on stage and screen. But in 1947, she was diagnosed with a cyst on her spine and was hospitalised for 2 years at the National Hospital. She endured 6 years lying rigidly on her stomach, was paralysed by 1953, but was brought to Stoke Mandeville and eventually was able to move to a wheelchair. She competed at the 8th International Stoke Mandeville Games in 1959, went on to Rome, competed in the Open Women's Archery, winning gold. Her second gold medal came in the freestyle event, the 25 metres in swimming. So you find this with a lot of para athletes at the start, that they take on a wide range of sports. And sadly, she died in 1965 due to complications from her disability, aged 37. But the first couple of medals, gold medals, and it was a really interesting story from our first Games.
So she was a double gold medalist. Who is our most decorated Paralympian?
Well, that honour goes to Rosaline Gallagher. She won 4 gold, 6 silver and 11 bronze between 1968 and 1984. She's from Bangoreras in County Mayo. She contracted polio at the age of just 8 and competed in a wide range of para sports throughout her Paralympic career. So as I said, slalom, discus, shot put, club throw, but also swimming, archery and even table tennis. Her most successful games came in Toronto in 1976. She won gold in the women's pentathlon 1B, 2 silvers in the 60 metres in the slalom and shot put, and 2 bronze to boot. And here's a report from RTE's Dermot Milan on her homecoming to Mayo from a hugely successful games.
The people of the small Mayo village of Bangoreras turned out in strength to accord a civic reception to Ireland's most successful competitor at the recent Paralympic Games in Toronto, Rosaline Gallagher. On behalf of the parish, Colette Kilker presented her with a bouquet of flowers after Mr. Paddy Cosgrave, chairman of a special committee set up to arrange the triumphant homecoming, had delivered a special address of welcome. An inscribed silver salver and 6 silver goblets were presented to Miss Gallagher on behalf of the people of the parish by Father James Gilvary, the local administrator, who described her as a very valiant lady. At the parochial hall, Miss Gallagher cut a special cake which had been baked by the local branch of the Irish Country Women's Association, and she received additional presentations, including one from members of the Garda Rowing Club. All in all, a night to remember for her.
There you go. That's Dermot Milan. Yeah, you could cut glass with Dermot Milan's diction, couldn't you?
Yeah.
She was our most successful athlete in terms of total medals. Did she have our most golds?
No. Jason Smith, who only retired after the last games, won 6 between 2008 and his final games in Tokyo 3 years ago. The sprinter set multiple world records. And actually, her last games was in 1988. So, you know, just the 20-year career there.
Cameron, thank you very much. That is Cameron Hill from Off.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.